Chapter 6. Summer in Brooklyn. Warmer weather came, and the days grew longer. Eilish took her exams, which were easier than she had expected, even the law exam. She was happy that they were finished, but now she knew that Tony would immediately make lots of plans to do things together. He had talked about taking her to the beach at Coney Island, but first, he wanted to take her to his parents' house for dinner. Eilish was worried that he would introduce her to his family as someone more than a girlfriend. On the evening of their visit, it was warm and bright. Children were playing out on the streets, while older people sat outside the front of their houses. Eilish felt light and happy as they walked along. Tony's family lived in a second-floor apartment. Eilish was surprised at how young his parents seemed. He introduced her to his brothers, Lawrence, Maurice, and little Frank, who was only 8 years old. Frank talked a lot, but the two middle brothers just studied her silently. The apartment was very small, just a kitchen, a bathroom, and one bedroom where the four brothers slept. Frank soon told Eilish that their parents slept in the kitchen, on a bed which was kept on its side against the wall during the day. Tony told Frank to stop talking or he would not get any dinner. They all sat at the table while Tony's mother brought the food. First, they ate spaghetti, which Diana had taught Eilish how to eat the weekend before, using only a fork. Then there was fried meat without potatoes or vegetables. The spaghetti and meat tasted wonderful, unlike anything that Eilish had eaten before. Tony's mother asked her about the exams. Eilish explained that it was a 2-year course and that when she finished, she could work in an office instead of a shop. None of the others spoke. Suddenly, there was a knock on the door. Tony's father went to answer it and came back shaking his head and laughing.
"Antonio, they need a plumber at number 18.
"But it's dinner time, Dad," Tony said.
"It's Mrs. Bruno, we like her,"
his father said.
"I don't like her," Frank said.
"Shut your mouth, Frank,"
his father said.
"I won't be long,"
Tony said to Eilish, getting up. While Tony was gone, his mother brought a cake filled with cream, and his father brought the smallest coffee cups that Eilish had ever seen. She would have plenty to tell the other lodgers, she realised. Slowly, the conversation became easier, but she still felt that she was on show. Every word that she said was listened to carefully, and Frank kept staring at her. Tony was gone a long time, and his parents were embarrassed.
"I thought that it would just take him a second," his mother said. "It's hard to say no to people."
Then Tony came back in his work clothes, holding up his dirty hands.
"Aren't I good?"
he said, and laughed. One evening, when Eilish came home from work, she had a letter from Brooklyn College to say that she had passed all her exams. It was a lovely evening, so she decided to walk to Father Flood's house to show him the letter. Everything looked so beautiful. The trees in leaf, the children playing, the light on the buildings. She had never felt like this before in Brooklyn. The letter had made her happy and full of hope, she realised. She was looking forward to showing it to Father Flood and to Tony tomorrow, and to writing home about it. In 1 year, she could get a job as a bookkeeper. And in all of her dreams about the future, Tony was there with his smile, his funny stories, his kisses, his arms around her. She had to stop herself smiling or people would think that she was mad.
"You're amazing," Father Flood said when he read the letter. "That's all I have to say. Visitors that I'm not expecting are usually here with a problem. It's wonderful just to get good news."
When Eilish showed Tony the letter the next evening, he said that they should go to Coney Island the following Sunday to celebrate. So Eilish bought a beach towel and a sun hat at Bartocci's and Miss Fortini gave her advice about swimsuits. At dinner one evening, Diana and Patty got out their new sunglasses and showed them to her.
You must have sunglasses on the beach, Patty said.
I read somewhere that they can damage your eyes, Mrs. Keogh said.
I'll sell you mine, Diana said to Eilish. I can get another pair on Sunday.
I can't go out in the sun at all, Dolores said. I get all red.
Patty and Diana began to laugh. When Tony collected Eilish on Sunday morning, carrying a picnic that his mother had made, he was surprised by the sunglasses.
I'll have to hold on to you, he said. All the guys at the beach will want to run away with you.
The subway station was crowded, and everyone was packed together on the train. When they arrived, the beach was almost as packed as the train. But Tony had not stopped smiling the whole time. He already had his swimming trunks on under his trousers, so was ready immediately. Eilish was nervous about taking off her clothes and appearing in her swimsuit in front of him. She was worried that she was too white and that she had put on weight. As soon as Eilish was ready, Tony wanted to go into the sea, but then he stopped near the water's edge, complaining that it was cold. Eilish laughed. The water seemed warm to her after the sea in Ireland. As she swam out, she shouted at him not to be a baby, and he shouted back that he could not swim. She suddenly realised what his plan was. He wanted to stand in the water up to their necks, like all the other couples around them, holding each other. She swam back to him and put her arms around him. He kissed her and then held her face back and looked at her. He was so boyish and happy that she felt a great tenderness towards him and kissed him deeply as he held her. The weather grew hotter and hotter, but Bartocci's was cool inside, and Eilish began to look forward to going to work. In the evenings, Mrs. Keogh put chairs in front of the house and they sat outside after dinner. As the summer went on, Tony could talk of nothing except baseball and beating the Giants. One day, he told her excitedly that he had tickets for them both and his three brothers to watch the Dodgers play at Ebbets Field.
It's going to be the best day of our lives, Tony said. And it could be the best year. Imagine you and me together with Lawrence and Maurice and Frank seeing the Dodgers win the World Series.
Eilish was thankful that there was no more talk of kids who would be Dodgers fans. On the day of the game, she walked with the four brothers through the crowds to Ebbets Field. The boys talked to everyone about the players and how the game would go, and they bought hot dogs, beers and lemonade. When they found their seats, they put Eilish in the middle, between Maurice and Tony. The players arrived, and the game finally began. Eilish thought that it was as slow as Patty and Diana had said it would be. She sat quietly, trying to understand the game, while Tony and his brothers shouted, cheered and jumped wildly about. But all the time, she realised that Tony did not annoy her even once. She noticed how funny he was, how alive. He was different from her in every way. She watched his face, followed his eyes, and looked at what he was pointing to. Then she began to cheer for the Dodgers too. But finally, after more than 2 hours, all Eilish understood was that the Brooklyn Dodgers were losing.